we're more than just service officers who help veterans complete and submit claims for disability and pension compensation. We're a resource to aid veterans in obtaining their discharge papers and connecting veterans with the most knowledgeable resources in the community to help them with their needs. A local veteran had called me the other day a couple of weeks ago, and he was living at a campground, primitive camping. He had a phone, but he didn't have anything else. And he said for the past 2 years, he's been trying to call every resource that he could find to get help and get helping him to set up with an apartment and to get a job and to get out of the situation that he was in, but he couldn't get out of that situation. He contacted me. I connected him with supportive services for veterans' families to get him an apartment. I connected him with a local veteran job coordinator at the Career Center to assist him with finding a job. And I connected him with the social worker at the VA clinic to set up a financial plan for him. And we're currently in the process of gathering medical evidence to file a claim. While he was in my office, he was telling me that there were other veterans who live at lakes, in between the lakes, and they're primitive camping because they can't get out of the situation that they're in. So one day I took a drive to the lakes with the job coordinator at the Career Center, and we found another veteran who is living in a school bus on a campground with his wife and his five kids, ranging in age from 1 to 15 years old. The kids don't go to school, and he's currently service-connected. So I'm assisting him in filing a claim for a higher service connection, and I connected him with the supportive services for veterans' families to assist him with housing, transportation, and finding schools for his kids to attend. He wanted to look into buying a house, but the VA home loans are too much for him, and he wanted to buy a foreclosed home. So I connected him with a social worker to help him set up a financial plan and to find local businesses that can help him qualify for a home loan for foreclosed homes.
What do these veterans say? I know it's huge, the difference that it makes, but what's their response to all of this?
The gentleman who called me and said that he was living at the lakes was very grateful that I answered his phone call and that I returned his phone call, and I sat and I listened to him. He said that he's had so many difficulties because people just give up on him, because he said that there are red flags that they look for whenever you need help, that you will get help if you've done drugs. He hasn't done drugs. He doesn't have a bad history. He's in a bad situation, and he needed help, and he could not find those resources available to him as a good person to get help and get out of his situation. So he was thankful to me for connecting him with those resources that could help him get out of his situation and get into a better one.
So you're saying that in the view of some of these other organizations, he wasn't struggling enough?
Right. Yes.
That's really disheartening.
Extremely so. Yeah. Whenever he told me that, I was a bit put off and frustrated. So we have created a veterans resource group here in Western Kentucky, and we have the local VA, we have the Volk Rehab, we have representatives from the university, representatives from the Career Center, from the community colleges, and the behavioral health centers, and we're working together to develop a plan of action of how to best assist veterans and to get them the help that they need and give that soft handoff to the person that they know at each organization that's going to help them and help them move forward and not just write their name down and look at it later, that we will continue to follow up with them.
You yourself are a veteran. Can I ask you how long you were in service?
Yes, I am an Iraq War veteran. I was in the Army, and I was in the service for 5 years.
And what has your experience been out of service and making that transition?
So it was difficult for me whenever I got out of service to get a job. I had a bachelor's degree in education and specializing in education and public policy. And in the military, I was a semi-truck driver. I knew that's not what I wanted to do whenever I became a civilian. I wanted something more than that. And I had my job application in at over 70 places. I had to work part-time at retail for quite a bit. But having that veteran's preference at the retail got me in, but it didn't help so much at other locations since it was in a small rural area of Western Kentucky. It was about who you knew. So So since I was gone for so long, I didn't know many people. So it is difficult for people to get a job. But whenever I applied for the job, my current job here at the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs, that's one thing that they were looking for. That was one of the reasons why they hired me, because I was a veteran. I've been there. I know what other veterans have been through. And they felt that I would be the best to assist them.
And is it fulfilling for you now to be on the other side of that help, that helping hand?
Yes, it is such an amazing feeling. I absolutely love it. I love having my veterans come in every day and just the look of despair on their face because they don't understand this correspondence that they got from the VA. And I just look at it and read it and tell them in layman's terms what it means, and they just feel so relieved, that look of relief whenever they leave my office. That's the reason I do it every day, because I know that I've helped all of them.